Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sunday Night Football, Lambeau Field, Packers looking for their eighth win of the season. And now we want to get into some of the keys that need to happen for the Packers to get this win. We'll talk with Ryan. What are the Green Bay Press Gazette? Bring him in now. Let's do it. Ryan, how you doing today?
Hey, doing well, Bill. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving.
Had a good one. Had a really good one. Although it was two absolutely – should we start a petition to say the Detroit Lions, until they get to at least 9 wins in a season, are not allowed on Thanksgiving Day anymore?
It's brutal, isn't it? I mean,
it's terrible.
It's awful. You know, it was okay like in the 90s when they had Barry Sanders, and he was fun to watch. But and then even last decade when they had Megatron. My goodness, there's just nothing good to watch there.
No, terrible. It's they shouldn't even be allowed on primetime anymore, without a doubt. Hey, the Packers in primetime coming up on Sunday night, looking to kind of get back into the winning track. So let's first and foremost talk about the weapons, because Davante Adams has the ankle. Marquez Valdes-Scantling with the Achilles. Equanimeous St. Brown ailing as well. I mean, who's he throwing to this weekend? Are they going to play, do we know? Or is it more likely one is going to sit out versus the other?
Sounds like they're going to be okay. You know, Marquez Valdes-Scantling did finish. Davante Adams got 100 yards on that same ankle last week. Alan Lazard, we'll have to see how much his workload increases because they obviously were cautious with him going in, and I imagine that they're going to incrementally increase his snaps. But as a whole, yeah, the skills and then Corey Linsley as well, it sounds like they're on track to play. And Corey Linsley is awfully important against this Bears defensive front, because as good as Elgton Jenkins did in filling in for Corey Linsley, and Matt LaFleur said he's never been around an offensive lineman like Elgton Jenkins who can play all five spots. I mean, that's just – it's unheard of. At the end of the day, Corey Linsley is the veteran leader. He is the guy who is in charge of making those checks and calls for the offensive line. And against this Bears defensive front that can give you a lot of problems, it's going to be very important to have Corey Linsley on the field.
So, and I completely agree with you. Now, the big question is, let's just say they do have to run the ball more often than not. This is a good front that the Bears bring to the table. I mean, that's, again, I'm sitting here watching, the big matchup is going to be keeping the pass rush, keeping the ability to run the football against this good Bears defense. As much as I can say the Packers defense should have their way with, or at least a better time with, a Mitch Trubisky, who's not a good quarterback to begin with, but I'm going to be watching the trenches in this one when it comes to the Packers offensive front against the Bears defensive front. Is that the matchup to pay attention to?
It's a big matchup. And, you know, as much as these short, quick passes can be an extension of the run game, it just seems like an opportune week to do that, to have Robert Tonyan catch these five-yard outs that can keep the chains moving and keep you on schedule, because it's going to be tough sledding in the trenches against this Bears defensive front. On the ground, there's just not going to be a lot of openings there, but the way that Aaron Rodgers has played, how quick his release has been this year, and the fact that they've got some weapons underneath that, you know, mentioned Tonyan and Jay Sternberger could be a big week for him. It might not pop off the stat sheet, but just these small dink and dunks to get your offense on schedule with the down and distance, it could be a good week for that. And obviously, the running backs out the backfield are good receivers in the shallow passing game as well. So, you know, I do wonder if that will be an extension of the run game this week and just have Matt LaFleur be creative in the way that he keeps on schedule with the down and distance.
Wanted to also ask you about the run game. You know, Aaron Jones, obviously you've got Jamal Williams. A.J. Dillon, not using him a whole lot, and we talked about the trust factor and all of that. Do you anticipate him getting more opportunities here down the stretch, or is what we're witnessing right now with A.J. Dillon about all he's going to get?
Well, you know, he is on the COVID-19 list still, so that's a big part of it. But, you know, as a whole, a new running back, it's kind of like new tires. You know, if you can limit the mileage and you have another option, you might as well do that. And they've got multiple options in the backfield with Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, who might be the best 1-2 punch of any running back tandem in the league. I think it's more about as a whole the lack of snaps for A.J. Dillon this year is just. If you've got Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams and their future with you past this season is uncertain, and A.J. Dillon is a big part of your future coming up in the run game, you might as well limit the mileage. And that's what they've done. You know, and running back is one of those positions that is easier to transition to the league than most. So it's not like they need to get him a lot of snaps to get comfortable playing at this level. Running backs can come in and play at this level. So it's just the wear and tear, it's the attrition, and just kind of keep that mileage low on him, because next year he very well could be a big part of this running game.
Well, that was going to be my next question. How do you know what you have if you don't watch him run the football? And I was watching, and the reason I bring this up, yesterday they did a piece on running backs, and they were talking about Aaron Jones coming up and how much money he's eventually going to make in free agency next year, if indeed he ends up in that direction, if the Packers don't take care of him. And they said, well, they've got A.J. Dillon, but A.J. Dillon's not running the football. How do you know what you have? You don't want to let a guy like Aaron Jones go and then say, well, we've got another running back in the fold, but he may not even be your guy. You know what I mean? He may not even be anywhere near as productive.
The running part of this position is kind of the natural part. I mean, when we talk about running backs transitioning to the NFL, it's pass pro. It's can the guy run routes out of the backfield and be a receiver. These guys are born runners. So, there's things in practice that you can do from a receiving standpoint and thud periods from a pass pro standpoint to give you an idea there. But yeah, obviously, if you're not going to run the football a lot, there's not a lot of true evaluation on running the ball, but you look at the way he's built, the way he moves. Is he reading his keys the right way? Is he able to read his keys and not become too robotic, be fluid and smooth and natural with the way that he's able to blend his keys in with his running ability? All those things, they can be evaluated in practice. It's the finish of a play that is hard when there's impossible, really, when there's not live tackling to evaluate. And it's the finish of the play that you would feel really good with 250-pound A.J. Dillon being able to do. So, clearly it's not 100% evaluation, but there's a lot that they can do to get a good read on a projecting a guy going forward.
What about the use of him in short yardage situations? We have seen, and we talked about this again. One, trust. Two, Matt LaFleur alluded to the fact that he needs to run behind his pads, which means he has to kind of lower the shoulders a little bit and get the momentum moving forward and not be so upright. But even in those particular situations where he's a bigger, more bruising back than what Aaron Jones is, they're not using him there either. And do you see, is there a specific reason? Has Matt LaFleur ever said specifically, this is the reason we're not going to use him in these particular cases?
You know, Matt LaFleur has constantly said that they need to get A.J. Dillon more involved, and then they just haven't. You know, short yardage, Jamal Williams is the short yardage back. He's been good at short yardage since he's come into this offense. He's a guy that you feel good about as a veteran taking care of the football. And then Aaron Jones, he might be small, but I mean, have we ever seen a small running back with as good of a nose for that marker, especially near the goal line, as Aaron Jones? I mean, it's been a long time. There are very few who have that nose for the end zone in that short yardage like Aaron Jones does. They've been able to again go with those two guys, and I would imagine that it's probably going to be much of the same when A.J. Dillon gets off the COVID list.
Defensively speaking, give me your thoughts, Montrevious Adams. His season comes to an end after the toe injury. I had said, I don't know if people want to label the word bust to his name, but as a third-round draft choice, some of the injuries and the fact that he hasn't had a ton of productivity, even though he was, as Kenny Clark put, more active, a lot of energy this year and such, you know, he's not giving you the splash plays. He's not giving you enough statistics, I think, to make, you know, the third-round draft choice just worthy, you know, justified.
What's tough for Montrevious Adams is that before this toe injury that's ended his season prematurely, he was playing well. He was getting better. He was being productive and disruptive. He wasn't being a force or dominant by any means. But he was pitching in. He was contributing to this defensive line, and this is a defensive line that behind Kenny Clark needs all the contribution it can get. It needs all the help it can get. And Montrevious Adams was part of the solution. He was helping. So it hurts this defense. It's not anywhere near the same, obviously, as losing a Kenny Clark or anything like that, but it is impactful. As a whole, you know, Montrevious Adams, you know, the bust label is obviously a harsh label, but the reality is that as a third-round pick, they had grander plans for him in this defense as a guy that has tremendous athletic ability, very twitchy athlete, great get-off, great size-speed combination, and just never really saw the dominant plays that they had hoped as a third-round pick. Never got that kind of contribution over the 4 years. So it's going to be interesting to see where his career goes from here. I think that he's shown this year that while he's not a big splash play guy, he is an NFL defensive lineman. So he's going to have a future in this league, at least getting another chance, whether that's in Green Bay, somewhere else, that remains to be seen.
Real quick before I let you go, obviously they're going to be Mitch Trubisky's going to be under center. No Nick Foles. Do you see, other than turnovers, any way the Green Bay Packers lose this contest?
No. It's hard. Now, Bill, I've said this before about Packers Bears. I remember 5 years ago on Thanksgiving night, 2015, the night that Bart Starr came back to watch Brett Favre's jersey retired on the facade of Lambeau Field, thinking there's no way that on this night the Packers are going to lose this game, and sure enough, they did. So it can happen, but no, this Bears offense is so bad. If this Packers defense can't have a real confidence boost this week, then their problems are far greater than what any of us had imagined. And I think that we know that this is a mediocre Packers defense, but if they can't stand up against this Bears offense, there's some very serious problems. So, I find it hard to see the Bears coming into Lambeau Field and winning this game. Keep in mind, too, Bill, Matt LaFleur is almost through two season series, never once lost back-to-back games. I don't think that'll happen again.
I completely agree with you. Ryan, appreciate it as always. We'll talk again next week, okay?
All right, have a good weekend.
Appreciate it, pal. You too. There you go. And that is Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, brought to you by Thomas Morola Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, and other family law needs. Go with the experience. Go with the personal service. Personal service. He won't hand you off to anybody else. And somebody who's been doing it a while, that's our good buddy Thomas Morola, online at morolalaw.net, MAROLA, morolalaw.net, or call him 414-327-5800. That is 414-327-5800. Thomas is a great guy. I can't recommend him enough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.